far south, the new excavations, or rather the renewed excavations of the site. The site was excavated by Sir Flinders Petrie in the late 20s, and they did a lot of work here, especially on the mound, and they found a whole series of tombs and graves. And what happened is that in the publication reports, which they did produce, the bulk of what we know about the site and the bulk of what people talk about when they're referring to the site in professional articles deals primarily with the tombs and the tomb groups, which were very rich and had a great deal of finds. The problem is that the 20s take place in Israel, and our ideas about the meanings of those artifacts has changed fairly radically. So too has our understanding of some of the stratigraphy that was based on the mound itself. So one of the main goals of the renewed excavations at Tell Afar South is to update with more modern archaeological techniques our understanding of what's happening at the Tell so that we can tie the previous excavations into the modern understanding of the archaeology of Israel more firmly. So we're not trying to disregard or discard what Petrie did earlier, but we're trying to give it an even firmer foundation so that we can better understand the material, that we can better interpret it in light of more modern archaeological excavation techniques and understanding. I think one of the best examples is the wall that we have in Field 1, where in the estimated we have a very good idea about Iron Age fortification systems and the dating of those. And so Petrie originally dated that wall to the Iron I period. Later excavations have revealed that in the Iron I period, you do not have fortified sites, with the exception of Philistine sites and with the exception of Gezer, whose wall is still somewhat debated. So one of the things that we're trying to do here is find the date of that wall so that we can better understand it. And again, we're not trying to say that Petrie didn't know what he was doing. The more that we do with our mapping program, the more we realize that Petrie's plans are in fact very, very good and very, very helpful, and we're trying to plot those as well. But what we're trying to do is update it in light of newer archaeological techniques, methodology, and what we've learned over the past 70-some-odd years.